Would you like to know who the greatest trader is? The greatest trader is none other than our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was indeed the greatest trader of all time. Now, trade plays a vital role in a human's life. It has a leading role in the economy of every society. No one can live on their own in any society, as everyone has to perform many things collectively, and trade is one of them. Islam, which is the complete code of life, has given great importance to it and provided crystal clear instructions about it. Directly or indirectly, trade is related to many aspects of human life. A country can make tremendous growth if its traders and trading centers are fair and follow the principles of Islam. Trade has been playing a significant role in both individual and collective life from ancient times. The beloved Prophet himself was a trader. Trading was the means of livelihood of the family of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. As he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam had made many trade journeys in childhood with Abu Talib, gaining enough experience of trading, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam chose trading as a means of livelihood. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam went on trade journeys to Syria and Yemen. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam did trade and business so honestly, truthfully, and justly that his business partners and all the other traders started calling him Amin. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Honesty, truthfulness, and fulfillment of promises and good manners are the lifeblood of trade and are essential for a successful trader. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, of course, had all these qualities. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has set excellent examples in the history of this world. A blessed companion, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated, before he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam received revelation and made the declaration of his prophethood, I made a trade deal with him. I made a part payment and promised him that I would come back shortly and would pay the remaining amount. By chance, I forgot my promise. After 3 days, when I reached the place where I had promised to come, I found him standing and waiting. I could not keep my promise, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not mind it at all. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam only said, where have you been? I have been waiting for you here for 3 days. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Similarly, a companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam embraced Islam and came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. People began to praise him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, you do not know him as much as I know him. The companion humbly said, may my parents be sacrificed on you. You have spoken the truth. Before the declaration of prophethood, you were my trading partner. You were very nice to me and never quarreled with me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to a blessed parable of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding trade. As we know that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, before receiving the divine revelation, was doing trade. At the age of 25, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was very widely known as trustworthy and a truthful individual. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a very wealthy woman in Makkah. Her husband had already died. She radiallahu ta'ala anha needed a trustworthy person to take her goods to Syria. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was very impressed by the truthfulness and the trustworthiness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She chose him and sent him a message offering him double wage due to his honesty and sincerity. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam accepted her offer and took her trade goods to Syria. She radiallahu ta'ala anha also sent a reliable slave so that he would serve the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during the journey. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to Syria, sold the goods, bought new goods and returned to Makkah. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did it in an absolutely fair way, which amazed Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. She radiallahu ta'ala anha sold all those goods and earned double profit. In short, Trade plays a significant and vital role in this world. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the greatest trader of all time. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did his trade honestly. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has set such examples which the traders of the entire world should follow if they want to succeed. Allah Azza wa Jal has given complete guidelines on trade through the Holy Quran and the teachings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, it is compulsory for anyone doing trade to learn about these rules and regulations, as ignorance will result in sins or haram earnings. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.